How many ears do you have? Two. How many ears do you need? That's a trickier question. Of course, a boy or girl can hear with only one ear. Alice was born in Belarus with hearing in only one ear. Alice was born a month early. He didn't weigh as much as other babies. When he was 3 months old, his mother took him to a doctor for tests. During those tests, the doctor found that Alice could only hear with one ear. Alice's mother was shocked. She worked with children who were deaf. She loved them just as much as she loved children who could hear. But she never imagined that her own child wouldn't be able to hear with two ears. She thought that the doctor must have made a mistake. Because she worked with children who couldn't hear, she also knew how to run hearing tests. So she ran a hearing test on little Alice. The test showed that Alice really couldn't hear with both ears. But Alice's mother still didn't want to believe it. She took him to a special hospital for children with hearing difficulties. The doctor ran his own test. Alice's mother watched the test on a monitor. She saw deep inside Alice's ears. One ear looked normal. The other one didn't. She saw that nothing could be done to help. She began to cry. The doctor, however, didn't want to see her tears. "Why are you crying?" he said gruffly. "Your son can hear with one ear, and that's enough." Back home, Alice's mother cried and cried. Then she talked to God. "Why did you allow this to happen?" she asked. After a while, she turned on some music on her phone. A beautiful hymn started playing. It was called, "Nearer, My God, to Thee." Alice's mother had heard the hymn many times since she was a little girl, but for the first time, she understood that God really was near her. It felt good to know that God was near, but she still didn't want to believe that Alice would never hear with one ear. She kept on talking to God. "You can do anything," she said. "If you gave life to my son with only one ear, you could heal him and give him life with two ears." 3 months passed, and Alice's father had a birthday. He didn't want a cake for his birthday. He didn't want any presents. He only wanted Alice to hear with both ears. "Our son will hear," he said. "God will do this as a gift for my birthday." They prayed and took Alice to the hospital for another hearing test. There was nowhere to sit while they waited. Alice's mother carried him in her arms, and he felt so heavy. Finally, the doctor called them in. When he finished the test, he said, "Your son can hear perfectly with both ears." Alice's mother couldn't believe her ears. She was so happy. "This is a miracle of God," she exclaimed. Indeed, it was a miracle. Alice's mother had seen inside his ears on the monitor 3 months earlier. She had seen that no doctor could help Alice, but the great physician, Jesus Christ, had healed her boy, and now he could hear with both ears. Alice's father wept with joy at the news. He was so happy that God had given him such a wonderful gift on his birthday. Today, Alice is 6 years old, and he can hear perfectly well with both ears. He uses his ears to learn Bible verses. He uses his ears to learn songs. He would like to use his ears to learn to become a doctor and to help other boys and girls. He knows that his hearing is a gift from God.